Presidents Bush and Putin will spend a good deal of time during this summit discussing nuclear and security issues beyond tomorrow's treaty signing. The United States is especially concerned about Russian nuclear and missile cooperation with Iran. Also on the agenda, the security of Russia's vast stockpiles of nuclear materials and U.S. plans to deploy a national missile defense system. NPR's Mike Schuster has more.
The latest and what might be the last U.S.-Russia Strategic Arms Reduction Treaty may be the main news of this summit, but as National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice stressed this week at the White House, it is but one element in a much larger set of urgent nuclear issues confronting the two nations, starting with Iran.
The president intends to talk a lot about the Russian-Iranian relationship. It's been a problem for several years. We intend to keep pressing that agenda. We also want to talk about weapons of mass destruction, their control, controlling the materials so that biological, chemical, nuclear leakage doesn't happen. I mean, there's a big agenda there.
For much of the past decade, Russia has been building a nuclear power reactor for Iran at Bushehr on the Persian Gulf. The Clinton administration raised concerns about this year after year, but the Russian government denied the reactor might help Iran acquire nuclear weapons. The U.S. also believes Russian enterprises, if not the Russian government, are helping Iran with ballistic missile technology. Russian Foreign Minister Igor Ivanov today called those concerns groundless. Many in Russia, such as senior analyst Sergei Rogov, insist Russian cooperation with Iran is benign.
Russia doesn't see Iran as a threat. And while we are cooperating with them in some sensitive areas, like sales of conventional weaponry or nuclear technology, we are not helping, we are not assisting them in their ballistic missile programs or development of military nuclear program.
Nevertheless, the official Russian attitude appears to be more vigilant now about Iran's nuclear aspirations. The Bushehr reactor is almost completed, and Russia is scheduled to provide fresh nuclear fuel for it by the end of this year. Moscow is now engaged in negotiations with Tehran about the ultimate fate of that fuel, says former Assistant Secretary of Energy Rose Gottemuller, and that may interfere with Iranian goals.
The Russians are saying now that they will bring the fresh fuel to the Bushehr reactor just in time when it's needed, and then when the reactor fuel is burned up, they will take the spent fuel back again. I understand that Iran is not exactly pleased at the notion that they are not going to be holding on to the spent fuel, and they are arguing with the Russian side because that's not part of the original contract. They were to receive the fresh fuel and then essentially hold on to the spent fuel.
Spent nuclear fuel contains plutonium that, if extracted, could provide the key element for making a nuclear weapon. The Bush administration is especially concerned about Iran's nuclear aspirations in the context of the war on terrorism. If Iran does acquire nuclear weapons, it is conceivable it could provide them to terrorist groups. The two presidents will also discuss the security of the hundreds of tons of plutonium and highly enriched uranium spread throughout Russia, and they are expected to agree to speed up the program sponsored by the U.S. to make them secure from theft and possible terrorist use. Where U.S. missile defense and President Bush's withdrawal from the anti-ballistic missile treaty dominated the first year of the Bush administration's relations with Moscow, that tempest appears to have subsided. Rose Gottemuller says the summit will not deal with this in detail, but it may help to define the limits of any missile defense system deployed in either country.
What we will see as part of a joint political declaration is a statement that neither side will build a national missile defense system that will threaten the capabilities of the offensive nuclear deterrent of the other side.
None of these issues is new to Russian-American summits, but they have all taken on new urgency as the Bush administration works to keep weapons of mass destruction out of the hands of terrorists and the nations that support them. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Washington.